As the campaign enters its last month, something is happening out there where the people are.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
It is not only that opinion surveys after last Thursday's debate have reversed the lead that President Bush established after the Republican convention. It is also that starting well before the debate, there has been an unusual surge in voter registration in many states. It started in June and has reached proportions that have overwhelmed some registration offices. The New York Times says that huge gains in registration have come in areas with large minority and low-income populations. In the media age, an election campaign takes on some of the characteristics of a spectator sport. What is visible becomes disproportionately important. It is conservative columnist Robert Novak who wrote that in Coral Gables, the president appeared at his least attractive, smirking, bored, annoyed, looking as though this was the last place in the world he wanted to be. It is rare that a debate comes to determine the outcome of an election. It may have happened with Kennedy against Nixon, perhaps with Reagan against Carter. The debates have come to loom very large in the current contest, on style as well as substance. It was thought that Mr. Bush would easily win the foreign policy debate on his credentials as commander-in-chief. What was not expected was that he would lose for such things as lamenting what hard work the presidency is. This is Daniel Shore.